Okay, so the shoots are in a little bit of a different format this week, but don't worry, the Torah is going to be the same format. So nothing to worry about over there. One of the mitzvahs discussed in the parasha is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the prohibition of Chil Hashem. Let's see if we can find it in the Chumash, Perek Chafes, Pasuk Lamed Beis. So you could find that Pasuk on page 359. first Pasuk Lamed Alf, Ushmartem Mitzvosai V'Asisem Osam. Keep my mitzvahs and observe them, Ani Hashem, V'lo S'chalalu Hashem Kodshi. Don't cause a chil Hashem, V'nikdashti B'Sof Bnei Yisrael. And I want to be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the prohibition of chil Hashem. So, aside from the general mitzvah to sanctify God's name, to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever you go, there's also a specific prohibition. As you all know, there's a specific prohibition that one has to give up his life rather than violate the three cardinal sins: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. Avodah Zarah is idol worship, Gilui Arayos is illicit sexual behavior, Shfichas Damim is murder. So one has to give up his life rather than those. So the Maharal is going to discuss over here in the piece on the bottom right where it says page Reish Tzadi Beis. Reish Tzadi Beis, that page, if you see that. These are quotes from the Maharal's various svarim. This is a quote from the Maharal's Chidushei Agados, his explanation of the Agadic portion of the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim. Let's read together. He says, "Hachata'im heim be'inyan shlosha chalakim." Interesting, this is going to be like what we saw, I think we mentioned this last week already, that the Maharal, I think normally we are more familiar with a division of man divided into two parts. There's the guf, the body, and the neshama, and the soul. The Maharal actually thinks, in his world, there are actually three parts to man. We'll see in a second. Hachatayim heim b'inyan shlosha chalakim. So, commensurate with the three parts of man, the Maharal says, there's also three types of sins. Three types of sins that are similar, they follow the same three categories that man has. Ki ha'adam yesh bo shlosha chalakim. Haseichel v'hanefesh v'haguf. Haseichel v'hanefesh v'haguf. The Maharal thinks there's three parts. Seichel is intellect. Intellect, you know, wisdom, thoughts, the intellectual realm. And nefesh, I was saying nefesh, he views as like your passions, your emotions, I think. That's, even though that's also part of the intellect, but he divides those into two. The purely ideas, pure ideas, as opposed to your drive, your passion, your desires, right? Thoughts, philosophical ideas versus desires, passion.
Thoughts versus emotion.
Okay, good.
Well, we say neshama has a good neshama.
Yetzer tov, yetzer hara.
So, but intellect is something you can develop.
Right. Okay.
You have to control you.
Right, right, exactly. Good, 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 good.
You have to
good. Very good. Oh, so he says, "Uvachol elu shlosha chalakim ha'adam chote." Man can sin with any one of these three parts: im b'sichlo, im b'nafsho, im b'gufo. V'ha'adam yishbo shlosha chalakim v'chol elu shlosha chalakim heinichlalim ba'adam v'achetu b'seichel u'avodah zarah. The ultimate sin that has to do with man's intellect is Avodah Zarah. It's like a purely, it's purely a bad idea, a bad idea. It's about messed up ideas. Avodah Zarah. Ki b'chol ha'averos, ein machshava mitzarfa l'mayis v'chutz me'avodah Zarah. He just quotes an interesting halacha that even just thinking Avodah Zarah is a problem. And primarily, Avodah Zarah is a sin that you think that something is a god when it's not a god. Of course, you have to actually do some actions, but even the thought, the Gemara talks about even thought. Tichsev, Laman tfos Yisrael belibam. He grabs Israel even in their hearts, and the Zem, Machshavas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Tesavim Beis. Next year, the Yeshiva is going to learn Kiddushin. Lamed Tesavim Beis, the Gemara says it over there, that Laman tfos Yisrael belibam. ולכך עבודה זרה הוא במחשבה השכלס, מה שאין כן בשאר עבירות. ושביך עשתה מרדר, he says, הוא לנפש. He claims murder is primarily a sin of emotion. And he develops this as follows. Ki hadam hu hanefesh, the pasuk says all the time, blood represents the emotion, the passion. Ki nafsho bedamohu, I'm paraphrasing the psukim that talk about how man's soul is exemplified for the body. I mean, we certainly have the idea that your blood boils, right? That's the passion comes from your emotions, anger, right? These things are associated with your blood boiling. When you get angry, you get high blood pressure, right? That's what we talked about, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago. When you're angry, you get high blood pressure. V'chasher shofech dam ha'adam, when a person spills somebody else's blood, v'anefesh hu b'dam hu chote b'nefesh, that is a sin of passion, crime of passion. Again, I might have flipped these two around, but he says, Omnam arayos uznus, he says, illicit sexual behavior, inappropriate sexual activity, chetazehu begufo. That is a sin. I would have called that maybe more of the emotion, but he's calling it a sin begufo. Kasher ha'adam osa maise znus. Maise hazeh maise behemahu. He says, Znus, this is a maisa behema. This is behaving like an animal. Not to have the appropriate guidelines. Lekach karbana, he just points out there are certain halachas that seem to point to this. Lekach karbana shel sota. Karbana shel sota, shezinsa, sheasasa maisa behema. The Gemara says that a sota who commits adultery has to bring a mincha sota, which comes from barley. Why does the sota have to bring a mincha sota comes from barley? Because barley is maise behema. That's maichel behema. The Gemara says, he also some maise behema, karbanos or maichel behema mamish. Ulekach elu shlosha chatam chomokam im nimnim yachad. So he says, this is why these three are the big three. Avodazara gilirash shrichas damim. Uve elu shlosha chatam omer yeharag vayavar. Now this is why he says that in these three things, the Torah says, better be killed rather than violate these three averes. Why? He makes a simple mathematical calculation. Because with these three sins, you totally destroy one aspect of your existence. So what's the point of having you live? You completely destroyed one aspect of yourself. If you want to violate one of these averes to keep yourself alive, you don't benefit anything from being alive. Alright, what lesson do we get out of this? So I was thinking, and I'm happy to hear your take on this also, but I was thinking that, again, these three averos totally mutilate one aspect of your intellect, your emotion, or your body, your guf, your actions. Your intellect, your emotion, your physical body. So first of all, we have to realize, and I guess it's self-evident to us, but if we would think about sin in this way, I think we would probably sin a lot less. If we think about the intellect and the emotion and the body as gifts that HaKadosh Baruch gave us that are supposed to be sanctified, we can use our intellect to study Torah, to think positive thoughts, to think about our relationship with Hashem, the emotion, our passion to run, to do mitzvos, to run, to help people, to be positive and to run, to do good things, and our bodies to actually, you know, develop ourselves physically and spiritually. If we would realize these things are gifts, so we wouldn't sin. But sin comes from a lack of appreciation of these three things. And the Maharal even says that if a person sins ultimately, you kill those parts of yourself. You're killing those parts. He says that's why tiharag v'yavar, these three mitzvos are better be killed and violate them because living with these three sins is akin to death. That's what he says. And there's almost like no point. A life that's a life of avodah zarah, a life that's a life of gilui arayos, a life that's a life of shrichas damim. There's no point to that life. So better be killed rather than violate it because such a life is not called by definition a life. So I think we have to think about the potential that we destroy when we sin. Again, even if you don't sin one of the three big ones, But every sin you could lump into one of these three categories of destroying your emotion, destroying your intellect, or destroying your, you know, we use our minds that God gave us, the most complex minds. Something made a big impact on me, and I've mentioned this in the Shir, in past years. I think someone did a study, again, maybe this won't move you, but it did move me, that the relative number of Nobel Prizes won by Jews. You ever see that study? Crazy disproportionate compared to our percentage of the world, how many Nobel Prizes? And I, again, maybe this wasn't your take from this particular statistic, but my take of that was, and I saw some, it goes, why did God give us a disproportionate amount of intellect? So I would submit, you know, that people will have to study Torah. If God gave the study of Torah as such a primary part of our religion, so he gave us this awesome intellect. Again, it's beautiful that those who can help the world and discover all these important things for the world, that's great also. I'm not knocking that at all. But why would God give us this disproportionate? So to me it would seem because the study of Torah is a very complex study. Like a Rebbe in Yeshiva by us likes to say, that just to figure out one page of Gemara is harder than the hardest AP course. Just to figure out one page of Gemara, it's very complex. It's very complex. So, but we have to realize if God gave us a disproportionate amount of intellect, it's because he wants us to use it to help the world, to discover the cure for cancer, to study Torah, to do these intellectual feats. And when we use our mind to think up devious things and to think up how to take revenge on people, to think up how to mess people over or the other diabolical things we use our minds for, we have to realize that we're shechting it. Now let's continue.
So why is it only these three that are Yara Goyos?
So I think because these three are the worst ultimate expressions of where you totally slaughter that aspect of it. You totally slaughter your emotion. I guess that's what he's saying, but I agree.
Lashon Hara is
Lashon Hara is also like you're killing, or you're saying like if you, okay, so maybe, again, I would submit that, you know, in terms of that, when you totally slaughter somebody, you totally take away somebody's identity, it's similar there. Amalvim Pnei Chaver, they say, right? If you embarrass somebody, it's like you killed them. So perhaps in this context, we could actually understand that. I like that, Joel, in the sense that, right, I just spoke words. What do you mean I killed them? But in terms of this, about slaughtering, you know, a person's existence and making his existence worthless, then we could think about that. So now, the next piece, we'll see if we have time to come back to it. It's beautiful, but it's one of those things that, like, it's beautiful, it's cool, it's amazing, but I didn't know what we really learned from it, so I'm going to skip it. So, but, and let's talk more about, I like to try to focus on those things that, you know, have the potential to change me. You know, I hear a nice vart, shkoyach, but it didn't move me, so I don't see how I'm fixing myself. So, but the next piece, take a look at the last piece on page Reish Tzadi Gimel, and again, it has to do mamish with Heintegit and Yonim, Musfartim Lechem Yimachar Shabbos, right? So the Torah in this week's parsha teaches us the mitzvah of Sfir HaOmer. I don't know, was anybody here in the Beis Medrash last night listening to Rabbi Salvation? Okay, so then tell me if you, again, I was only here for the second half because I had a bar mitzvah I had to be at, and Rabbi Storch and I had to split ourselves last night. So, but I think a lot of the themes that the Maharal touched on here was exactly the theme of last night's. So I will believe that, or we're going to try to send it out today. I would urge you to listen to it. Last night, first of all, it's hilarious, but it's one of the most entertaining, you know, shiurim or piece of Torah. So, and I don't know, I think people find it a lot easier to get inspired by people who are also funny. I don't know why that is, but it is because you're enjoying it. Once you're enjoying it, you'll actually listen to what the guy has to say. So it was hilarious, but aside from being hilarious, it was also moving and inspiring. And so that's Rabbi Dr. Meir Soloveitchik we had here last night. So Mipnei, take a look. Listen to this beautiful piece. This mamish fits in. I actually tried to get the recording of it last night to quote from it because the parts that I wasn't there for, that's why. So I would urge you to, well, if you were there, then this will fit mamish exactly right into what he said last night. Mamish, word for word. Listen to what he says. Mipnei, shenivra ha'adam la'amal. Nivra ha'adam la'amal. The pasuk says, adam la'amal yulad, right? Those of us who like vacations a lot, we're probably in the wrong religion. because our religion is not so much about vacation. Right? I remember when I was in high school, the Rebbe used to say, right, there's no vacation from learning. There's no vacation from davening, right? You got to always wake up for minyan. Like by us, there's no such thing as like sleeping till 11 to 12. You know, if that's your concept of vacation, you know, what they say in Israel, I guess it's an Arabic word, right? Stalbet. They say just, you know, chilling out, relaxing, right? I want to chill out. I want to chill out. We don't have chill out time from our religion, like downtime. I need some downtime. Like, no God today, you know, no davening today. I need some downtime. Like the kids say, you know, I can't wear tzitzis today. Oh, it's too hot. It's too hot. But, you know, maybe that's not the best example about tzitzis, but I think it is a good example. But, like, you know, just give me a break. You know, I need a break from God for a day. We don't have that. That's all, and it's a mindset. It's a training of a mindset. It's a lifetime training of a mindset. And I thrive on this. Like my wife jokes around, we actually do go on vacations pretty frequently. My wife is crazy hyper into vacations. When I grew up, we didn't go anywhere or do anything ever in my house. But my father had two full-time jobs. You know, he was a principal all year long. He was a camp director all summer long for 30. There was no such thing. We had no vacation, never took any vacations ever. But so my wife jokes, like, we plan our vacations around where I'm going to get minyan. You know, like Chabad or whatever. You got to feel, everywhere you find either Chabad or Coke. But anyway, two things that you find everywhere, Coca-Cola and Chabad. There's no such thing as downtime. There's no such thing as downtime. So Adam la'amo yulad. Some people view Judaism as a burden. Some people view it as a burden with this Adam la'amo yulad. I think it gives a tremendous sense of meaning and fulfillment and purpose to everything that you do. Pnei shenivra Adam la'amo. Lekach nitzavu Yisrael limnos mimachras yom tov shel Pesach. Shebo yasum mitzrayim miyos ad sham avadim ovdim ladoneim. Pesach was in Mitzrayim. We developed a work ethic in Egypt. In Egypt, where our people were born, the whole birth of our people came in Egypt, where we developed a work ethic. So immediately, the day following that work ethic, Asher Galam Hashem Yisparach Levilta Yiu Od Ovdim Avodas Perach. So it's interesting, we had to become a nation, we had to work every day for 210 years. So God redeemed us so that we would never again have to just work for a mean, nasty king who only wanted us to work for his own personal servitude, avodas perach, a backbreaking, destructive type of labor work ethic. However, v'chein tziva l'machras, miyad, don't wait even one day from that. The next day, right away, al sheyaschilu lahachana laTorah, to use that same work ethic, but to direct it towards Torah. To use that, the next day we have to start counting down right away, 49 days where we're going to flip, we're going to redirect that work ethic. We're going to redirect it right away, adam la'amal yulad, that we're going to become servants. And the same focus and energy and drive which Paro made us use for his insignificant work ethic, the whole idea of Sfiras HaOmer is for us to redirect that and focus it on Hachana LaTorah, a different type of work. And the Gemara says, Adam La'amol Yulad, that's a reference to the Amol of Talmud Torah. That's a reference to the Amol, the primary work is Talmud Torah. Lispar Mispar Yam, listen to how beautiful he says. Lispar mispar yam asher yavru, to count the amount of days that have passed by, ad ki yu mukhanim lekabel ol haTorah v'mitzvos, until the Jewish people find themselves, I have to try to control my excitement here, until the Jewish people try to find themselves ready to accept the yoke of Torah mitzvos. Leval yala adatan lomar hini anachnu b'nei chorin legamre, right? What's freedom? Freedom. Rabbi Dr. Soloveitchik talked about last night. We're going to try to email it out before Shabbos. You should listen to it. He says a person shouldn't think that freedom is like chametz. Chametz is like you reach the end of the line already. You just sit there and do nothing. That's what he talked about last night. A person shouldn't think that. Why did God take us out of Egypt? So we should be free and not have any responsibilities. Freedom to just sit and do nothing. Sorry, gentlemen, if you wanted a religion about like sipping a pina colada on a beach for forever and ever, doing absolutely nothing and accomplishing nothing and helping nobody and accomplishing zero between in your relationship between man and God or relationship between man and man just being on the beach for hours on end, that's not the right religion. That's not what we believe. For days on end, hours on end, just with aimlessly floating around the world. If that's our idea of vacation, of where we've made it, man is born for hard work. Now this is a famous kasha, right? Sefer HaChinuch asked the kasha. We've discussed other answers. I don't know if we ever mentioned the Maharal's answer in past years, but it's been 11 years, so could be anything we said over the last 11 years. The kasha is, why don't you start Sfira actually on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim? If the whole point is to link Yetzias Mitzrayim to Shavuos, why do you wait till the next day? Why do we count to the second night? Why don't you start counting the first night? So listen to what he says, interestingly, and this is similar to the idea given by the Rishonim. V'lo amra Torah l'hasla Sfira b'yom tov atzmo. Why? Ki horas haschalas ha-Sfira hi al ha'amol. Because, listen to what he says. The beginning of Sfira is all about hard work. The beginning of Sfira is all about hard work. Like I'm going to explain why the whole Inyan is the Hakrava of the Omer from the barley. Right, the carbon Omer came from the barley. For Yom Tov Rishon Mora Al Acherus. And the first day of Pesach, the theme of the day is freedom from Paro. Ve'eich yu shnei dvarim hafchim, dainu acheres v'ha'amal b'zman echad yachad. You can't have one day symbolizing two opposite themes. The first day of Pesach symbolizes freedom from the tyranny of Paro. The next day symbolizes focusing yourself on work, 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 working for God, counting towards working for God. So the Maharal says it would be too confusing for us to celebrate freedom from one master and subjecting yourself to another master all in the same day. Again, I could have argued that, no, actually that would have been perfect to do in the same day because it's two different types of work, one could have argued. But he says, no, because the bottom line is still, one day is freedom and one day is work, a different kind of work. But so he says you couldn't have both themes in the same day. Ki ein ha-hafchiyim nimtzayim yachad. Because the Maharal's general clause, the two opposing forces can't coexist at the same time. U'mikomako l'macharas. Miyad. B'li od hefzik zman. However, it had to be mamish the next day. Right away. In other words, celebrate your freedom for a day, but don't get too excited about it. As soon as we're done celebrating and thanking Hashem for the freedom of today, right away, we start counting down to that time where there's going to be a lifetime filled with hard work, right? I have a chassan and kala in my family right now, Baruch Hashem. So you right, you tell the young bride and groom, right? They're all pumped up, they're all excited for marriage. Marriage is going to be this Shangri-La of existence, and there's going to be bliss, and it's going to be all peaceful and joy and bliss, right? I like to tell the chassan and kala all the time. Marriage is work. It's a lot of hard work. It's beautiful work. It's the most rewarding work in the world. And the rewards are endless and it'll change your whole life, l'tov. But it's hard work. It's not like they show it to you in the movies. It's not like that. It's hard work. Being a Jew is hard work. The study of Torah is hard work. Adam Lamo Yud Sfira, day in and day out. It's about counting down to the time where we know that our freedom is to be used for hard work. It's the most incredibly amazing, wonderful, rewarding work. Judaism is about the rewards of hard work. Like Dr. Soloveitchik was saying last night, it's about living a meaningful life. It's about sanctifying time. It's about using every moment for growth. Every moment I can be somebody better. Every moment I can help somebody. Every moment, every little few seconds. That's why he says we divide time into chalakim. Right? He said last night that, right, in 60 seconds, a minute, we say, but he said, no, how many chalakim? 1,000. Why do we divide into chalakim? I think every moment of time has to be sanctified. We believe, right, they say about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, they say he used to mamish run, right? You watch him, he wouldn't walk anywhere. He's running everywhere. Every moment is to be used for something. Every moment, I have things to do. There's no such thing as downtime, chill-out time. Judaism is the anti-chill-out religion. We are the anti. Adam, that's what Sfiras Omer is all about. Sfiras Omer is about sanctifying time every moment. And again, you can train yourself. A person can train himself. Not that you have to feel the burden of this. And some people just like, they get overwhelmed by this. They feel it's a burden. Every moment I gotta be doing something. Every minute I gotta be davening. Every day I gotta be learning. Every second I'm not doing it, I gotta be learning. People view it as an all. He says it is an all. It is an all, but it's an unbelievably, you can train yourself to grow and put meaning in every moment. In every moment you're saying something nice to somebody, you're doing something nice for somebody, you're helping someone, you're looking in a sefer, you're davening, you're learning. It's a life of fulfillment. It's a life of meaning. Go back all the time to, I couldn't believe it. I interviewed a 13-year-old this week, a 14-year-old. Like, what are you reading recently? Oh, I love to read. What are you reading? Man's Search for Meaning. Really? Oh, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Like,
in what language?
yeah. I'm impressed. But Viktor Frankl's book about man's search for meaning and the people who came out of the Shoah who had a burning desire and drive to make their lives relevant and that their lives had to have meaning. And how they survived on meaning. They survived on being able to do small things for people. So he says, and he says that Stukim make the mistake, had Stukim, had Torah, Masim, Samach, Shabbos, Bereshis, Vachashram, Dim Lo Kain, Lamak Siv, Usvartam, Lechem, Aman Resh Tadi Dalad now. Vimachas Hashabbos, Dunzim, Hazza Pesach, Inam, Yisad, Lechem, Yom Shisha Asar, Elavad, Hazza, Hazza, Lishatia, Asir, Machas, Shabbos, Bereshis, Achim, the Stukim, Dovaz, at Tos, Uvavada, Hid, Tam, Shamanu, Huchach, Lichtam, Machas, Hashabbos, Ah, Lomar, Kimimachas, Yom Ashvisa, Ah. So he also gives an answer to the Tzedukim, right? You may be familiar with the fact that the Gemara in Pesachim has a discussion, right? The Torah does something very, very strange when it talks about Seer, right? It says, Usfartam lachem mimachras ha-Shabbos. Very, very funny word, mimachras ha-Shabbos. So the Tzedukim understood this to mean that you actually, the Tzedukim would count the Sfira from the Shabbos after Pesach. I think that's where, right, Easter Sunday sort of comes from also, because it's always a Sunday. It's always Machras HaShabbos. I think it has to do with that also. But anyway, that's a misreading of a variant reading of the text. Not the reading that our tradition has. So the Maharal beautifully says, why does he say Machras HaShabbos? Because the whole theme of the day is Shvisa. It means the day of Shvisa, the day where we relaxed from Paro's work. So it has to be Dafka, the day after we relaxed from Paro's work, because we were mishabed ourselves, we obligated ourselves to Hashem's work. That's what he says. Kilatam shamarna hutzach tov machas ha-shabbos lomar ki mimachas yom ha-shvisa sha-shvisi lohem b'shul she-yotzu l'cheirus min ha-abdus v'amalacha v'yesh lem yom shabbos v'cheirus b'shul zeh kasher gam ha-shabbos b'reishis yusad shmo al-shem zeh. The same reason we call Shabbos b'reishis is why. And by the way, this has a lot to do with another piece on this week's parsha in the Maharal, but again, I didn't fully understand what lesson to get out of it, so I skipped it. I'll show it to you. You can do it for homework. Al Kain Sivcha Hashem Lechalas Yom HaShabbos. Hareki Shabbos atzmo moral shotzia mi Mitzrayim avodasa. Even Shabbos is comes to remember the fact that God took us out. Right? Sheshes yomim tavod v'zachar tki ever yisem mi Mitzrayim vayotzi acha Hashem lechem yisham. Ki Shabbos atzmo moral shotzia mi Mitzrayim avodasa. Hine gan kan amar mi machas Shabbos mi machas hashvisa tisperu shashvisa shel yom tov hi b'shul sheyatzasim lecheres. Where does this whole piece of the Maral come from? Jerushas Maral Jerush ala Torah. Right, he gave a drush about Torah. So, gentlemen, if we are in the period of weeks counting down to Sfiras Omer, counting down to Shavuos, the whole point of Sfiras Omer is to prepare for Shavuos, prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah, prepare for that day where we were giving our marching orders. We're giving our instructions. We're giving our life goals, our life plans, our life vision, our mission. That's what Kabbalas HaTorah is. That's what Shavuos is. I think in our neighborhood, I've railed on this in past years, but in our neighborhood, Shavuos has become associated with what? Sushi. Sushi. Cheesecake. Barbecue. Well, first is the blintzes, and second half of the night is the barbecue. Right? You ask the kids, what's Shavuos about? This is what they're thinking about. They're thinking about you know, ice cream and cheesecake, and that's very secondary to the holiday. I'm one of those crusaders that's trying to like actually bring back Kabbalas HaTorah to Shavuos. I like to lament all the time. He said that was an important part of it. I think that was the part I wasn't there for, but right, Simchas Torah, like, you know, Purim means getting drunk, Simchas Torah means, you know, partying till 3 in the morning at the Triangle, and Shavuos means just food. It's We have to remember what the holiday is about. So we spend 7 weeks preparing for this holiday. You know, I guess the women are spending a lot of days also cooking the food, but we're spending 7 weeks to train ourselves to realize how important this holiday is, how important what goes on in this holiday is. Commemorating Kabbalas HaTorah, our marching orders, our mission, our vision, our whole life's work. This is what it's all about. Okay, we have time for one more piece. And which one is it going to be? It's going to be on the third page. Turn to the third page, please. Oh, all right. I don't know. We're not going to have enough time for this, but let's see. Oh, wait a second. Now we'll do this one first. I apologize. Back to page two. Back to page two, Resh Tzadi Hei. Yeah, I could have done either one. All right, you have to do the rest for homework. Resh Tzadi Hei, very quickly. The last piece. this also, Mamish Fitzin, why is what Dr. Soloveitcher was talking about, Rabbi Dr. Soloveitcher. Mimosh Rosechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa, Shtayim Shneas, Ronim Solesti, and Chomet Tefem Bikurim LaHashem. Right? One of the very, very, very few karbanos that you bring chametz is on the holiday of Shavuos itself. That's the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem. Right? Because Shavuos, you finally got there. Right? That's what he was saying last night. So take a look. The Chag HaShavuos, Shtei Alechem chametz. V'lo rochka ha-toyres ha-chametz. Ki yesh b'yetzah hara ha-tov mitzad zeh. We have to wake up every morning and thank our yetzah hara. Our Yetzirah is the only reason we get reward in this world. Ki yesh b'yetzirah tov mitzad zeh. Kim lo haya yetzirah ba'adam. If man did not have the evil inclination, right, we have to say thank you so much every day to our Yetzirah, because if you wouldn't have Yetzirah, lo haya adam mekabel schara al mitzvah shebatorah, there would be no reward for mitzvahs. It would be so easy to do if you didn't have to fight. If you didn't have to fight Yetzirah, there would be no reward. V'raya lezeh ki lo'olam haba. There's no more mitzvahs in Olam Haba. Shekach darshes al hayom la'asosam, v'lo l'machar la'asosam. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. We say right in Kriya Shema. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Gentlemen, only while we have life in this world do we do mitzvahs and get reward for them. So we gotta put as many in the bank account as we can. V'lo l'machar. once we're no longer in this world, no more mitzvos. For lama zerak hayom asosam, mipnei sheish yitzahara, yish kibul schar lasiyasim, v'lo lamachal asosam, mipnei shelo yeh yitzahara, ein kach kibul schar lasiyasim. So why do we bring a carbon of chametz on Shavuos? Because when we're getting the Torah, we have to thank God for the Yetzirah. Chametz represents the Sa'or Shavisa, represents the Yetzirah. So dafka, when we're getting the Torah, and that's what he's going to say in a second, for Od, Ki lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis, the Torah was not given to angels. Shari kein heishim Moshe l'malachim, kasha amru, t'nahot chal ha-shamayim, right? Pasuk in Tehillim says, when God wanted to give the Torah down to the Jewish people, the angel said, what are you doing? You're taking this precious commodity that we have up in the sky. Keep the Torah up here in the heavens with those angels, those of us who appreciate it. Keep the parak Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos. Shavala Moshe, what did Moshe answer them? Maksiv b'Torah, lo signo, lo sinof. What does it say in the Torah? Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Kina yesh b'nechem, yetzahara yesh b'nechem. Torah lamalachem. What do you need Torah for, the angels? You have no Yetzirah, you're not going to commit any adultery. You have no parents, you can't keep it of aim. You're not going to steal. You have no Yetzirah to take. So what do you need the Torah for? V'hine ha-Torah hi mitzada Yetzirah. The Torah was given to us, a mission and a vision in life, because we have a Yetzirah. V'im lo kei lo ha-isa Torah nimtis. If we wouldn't have chametz, if we wouldn't have the Yetzirah, the Torah would not, we wouldn't need Torah. Gam ki kenegad ha-yetzahara nasana Torah. Ki atov l'umas hara. Ki yetzahara, now to page 3. Yetzahara shi'ura bara kenegad zeh ha-tov ha-gomer. Ki atorah shi atov ha-gomer. Hare, ki atorah nivreis b'shvil yetzahara. U'me'achar shabar shemizbarach yetzahara bara kenegad ha-torah. U'mitzad ha-zeh yetzahara u'tov. Because of this, the Yetzirah is co-opted for the good. Umash Omar, right? In Paga B'cham Menuvel Zeh, Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin, our yeshiva is going to be learning Kiddushin next year. In Paga B'cham Menuvel Zeh, Moshcheu Lebeis HaMedrash, in Barzehu Mitpotzeit. Like Bartman's ball. Who is that? The guy from Chicago?
Steve Bartman.
Steve Bartman. Oh, you got to listen to the talk last night. Like Steve Bartman's baseball. Were you there, Joel? Oh, you must have loved that.
But you
must have loved that story. Yeah. Like, that's what you're supposed to do to the chametz. Steve Bartman's ball. Rabbi Huda says, ain't be your chametz el estrefa. Don't bury it in Yankee Stadium. Destroy it. I thought that was the best line of the whole talk, but nobody else, people didn't like that one. If the Yetzirah is metal, bring him to the Beis HaMedrash. The Beis HaMedrash will explode it. Mitpotzeis, right? Like a ptatsa. Ratzalomar, right? What does the Gemara there say? Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. God says, I created Yetzirah. I created Torah as the antidote to the Yetzirah. Ratzalomar, ki a Yetzirah meisis oso lekalkel. The lava al divrei Torah, the Yetzirah seduces you to destroy yourself and to violate the divrei Torah. The Yitzro nechshav kmo barzel shu mishaber. V'zeo keneged lo saser. V'alzeh amar ki b'shvil haTorah mitpotzeit haYetzirah. V'ein Yetzirah sholeit bo. Person who fills himself up with Torah, he's mamish filling himself up with the serum, with the antidote that destroys it. Umash Amar im Evan hu nimoach, right? If it's barzel, it's mitpotzeit. If the Yetzirah is stone, it melts. Perush, yesh bo Yetzirah she'enu shomea lasas ha-mitzvah. You're like a stone, you're like a rock, and you won't listen. Az yomar lov ki libo kashe kmo Evan she'enu shomea lasas. V'zeh k'neged mitzvah saseh. He says, im barzel hu mitpotzeit. If you're a barzel, which means you have the passion to do averos, so it'll be destroyed. And if you're a stone, so you just want to sit there like a lump on a log, like a stone, and not act and not do the mitzvos, it'll melt. U'minat Torah nimoach, the Torah will melt you. U'mizeh hatam, right? If you have an iron will to do bad, the Torah will destroy that will. if you have a heart of stone that refuses to move and do the mitzvah saseh, then the Torah will melt it. Mizeh atam lo hirchika haTorah b'chag haShavuos haChamis. Says the Maharal, that's why dafka on the holiday of Shavuos we celebrate Chametz. We celebrate the Yetzer Hara, because the Torah was given to us to melt the Yetzer Hara, to destroy the Yetzer Hara, to counterbalance the Yetzer Hara, and to give us reward. Without a Yetzer Hara, there would be no reward. We have to wake up every morning and say, thank you, Hashem, for giving us the Yetzer Hara. That's what Shavuos is about. Thank you for the Yetzer Hara. Ki imnasan lehem ha-Yetzer Hara, kanu al yado ha-Torah. Without the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have ever gotten the Torah. Because the Torah is there to counterbalance the Yetzer Hara, to give us meaning, to give us purpose, to give us a drive to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The antidote, yeah. V'lo zachu al ha-Torah, rak al yidei ha-chametz hu ha-Yetzer Hara. Ki eich efshar liknos lo sinaf lo zigzol kasha ha-Yetzer Hara. How could we have acquired the holy Ten Commandments? The commandment of don't commit adultery, don't steal. We would never have been able to get those commandments of don't commit adultery, don't steal, if a person didn't have a Yetzer Hara to commit adultery. If there was no Yetzer Hara to commit adultery to overcome, you wouldn't have ever gotten the holy commandment to commit adultery. So that's why the Maharal beautifully says, that's why the Karban Shtei Alechem, the only time, there's one other time, the Karban Todah. We talked about that, right? Ten of the, I think that's the only two, right? The only two. 10 out of the 40 loaves of the Karban Todah were chametz. Every other Karban Mincha, lo se'afeh chametz, Torah says, lo se'afeh chametz, chelkam nasati yosam me'yishoy. So, only the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is the only one, I think, aside from the Karban Todah. Maybe one other, which I'm forgetting. But I'm pretty sure there's no other Karban Mincha was ever chametz. Why dafka on Shavuos? Because the Torah was there to counterbalance the chametz. The chametz represents the Se'or Sheva Isa, man's desire to be stalbet, the desire just to sit on the beach with the pina colada and just sit there and do nothing. Like Dr. Soloveitchik said last night, what does chametz do? It sits there and does nothing. It just grows by itself. It sits there and does nothing. Anyway, got to listen to this year. So hopefully, we should prepare for Shavuos. We should celebrate the fact that we have a yoke, that we have to wake up every morning for Minyan. Oh, Gishmak, I have to serve Hashem. I can't just sit there and sleep till 12 and be like a meaningless couch potato that does nothing. Thank you, Hashem, who gives me the drive to wake up every morning. Hopefully our lives should be meaningful and we should celebrate that time. Look forward to that time. Hopefully this Shavuos we should be able to mamish bring the Karban Shtei Alechem back in the Beis HaMikdash again, may be rebuilt speedily in our days. M'hir v'yamein v'amein v'amein. Rabbi Chananya, Kashmir, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'zachus, Yol Fikha, Hir Ba'olam, Tor Mitzvah, Shemar, Adonai Chafetz Laman, Tzidkoy, Yagdil, Tarav, Yadir.